I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Germany is in an enviable position. Its economy continues to pick up steam, but there's a problem. It doesn't have enough skilled workers to fill hundreds of thousands of jobs. The government is floating one idea, importing qualified people from southern Europe where jobs are scarce. The proposal is creating excitement and trepidation in Spain on the eve of a visit by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
Spain's unemployment was already twice the European average. Government figures released last week show that joblessness continues to climb. It's now over 20%. For young Spaniards, it's a staggering 44%. This week, Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero seemed resigned when discussing it.
No va a ser fácil reducir el paro.
It is not going to be easy to reduce our unemployment level, he said, but we can have the conviction that we can overcome the problem. Conviction is little consolation for Spain's young, especially the well-educated, nearly an entire generation that's gone to college but can't find jobs. This morning at a Barcelona unemployment office, there was a brisk traffic of 20 and 30-somethings filing in with their resumes. Guillermo García Cruz is a 28-year-old architect and engineer. He says he's been out of work for 2 years.
En arquitectura, no, de cualquier cosa.
There are no jobs for architects, he says, but I'll do anything. Right now, I have a part-time job conducting surveys for the local housing authority. That brings in about $830 a month. García says he's desperate enough to look for architecture jobs elsewhere. I'm thinking of going to Germany, he says, because I heard that they've begun searching for people to fill jobs there. I'd like to see if there's any possibility of finding something. For García, the odds might be pretty good. Germany is facing a labor shortage as its economy heats up and its population ages. The German government says it will likely need about 800,000 foreign workers in the near future, mostly in highly skilled jobs such as engineering and telecommunications. Word of the German job shortage reached Spain about a week ago, but with German Chancellor Angela Merkel arriving tomorrow, the buzz over jobs abroad has grown quickly.
Si quieres salir de la crisis, deja que nos conquiste Alemania. Manda un mensaje con la palabra Merkel al...
In this recent TV skit, a man in a wig dressed as Chancellor Merkel says, if you want to escape this crisis, let yourself be conquered by Germany. Just send a text message with the word Merkel, and you can be among the first to enjoy the advantages of being German. This wouldn't be the first Spanish exodus to Germany. In the 1960s, the Spanish economy was in tatters while Germany's boomed. Hundreds of thousands went north. It spawned a hit Spanish movie called Come to Germany, Pepe, that poked fun at the Spanish guest workers.
Mira, Pepe, aquí hay que levantarse a las cinco para ir al trabajo.
Pepe is an uneducated country bumpkin who shows up more interested in the tall blondes than the jobs. The big difference with today's potential exodus is that it's Spain's most educated who would leave, and that has the government worried. Arnau Soy works at the National Employment Office, placing Spaniards in jobs abroad. There's a certain level of resentment within the government, he says, over potentially losing such high-caliber workers. When the situation improves, we'll need them, and it will be hard to bring them back. Or will it? Economist Antonio Argandoña is an expert on labor at Barcelona's IESE Business School. He says Spaniards will return when the economy improves, as they did after the first exodus. He says the workers' temporary stint abroad will benefit Spain in the long run.
Porque estas personas volverán con nuevos conocimientos, nuevas capacidades.
Because when the Spaniards eventually return, he says, they'll bring with them new knowledge and skills. We might see a big group leave for Germany initially, attracted by the opportunities, but he says the vast majority will come home. Spaniards, as members of the European Union, are free to move to and work in Germany as they please. But there is one thing that might put the brakes on a mass exodus, the German language. To work in Germany, you have to speak German, and relatively few Spaniards study it in school. Still, Zapatero and Merkel are supposed to discuss their respective labor needs during the summit tomorrow. No doubt many Spaniards will be listening to see if the time has come to follow Merkel home. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.